Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we're talking to Dr. Greg Allison about his new book, Complementarity, Dignity, Difference, and Interdependence, a new book on men and women and the ongoing debate. Greg, congratulations on the book. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Fred. I always enjoy being with you on Books at a Glance. Thank you for your faithfulness in having me on.
You're always a great interview. Okay, what is complementarity? We're not quite used to that term yet, so explain what you're after in this book.
Complementarity is God's design for his male and female image bearers to fill out and mutually support one another relationally, familially, vocationally, and ecclesially for their individual and corporate flourishing. That's the tight definition.
Okay. Unpack that a little bit.
So this is God's design for men and women whose fundamental identity is that of image bearing. And according to Genesis 1, 26 to 28, when God purposed to create a being more like him than any other being, he created his image bearers, both male and female. So our basic fundamental identity is that of male image bearing or female image bearing. And God has designed us then in this complementarity to fill out, not add something which is missing, right? Because each of us is fully created in God's image, but synergistically, right, to bring our strengths and our gifts and our abilities to complement one another and become more robust people, and then mutually support one another by loving one another, honoring one another, praying for one another, caring for one another, et cetera, in four areas: in our relationships as men and women, in our families as husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, vocationally in our workplaces, and then in the church as well, ecclesially. And as we celebrate and as we live out complementarity, there will be flourishing for both us individually and, for example, for our churches.
Okay, so your starting point is not men and women. Your starting point is we're all made in the image of God, and then you go from there, and the men and women thing is sort of a subdivision after that. That's got to be right. Good way to start.
Yes. And given our context, I would emphasize there's no such thing as an agendered or non-gendered image bearer.
Yeah, right.
Right? We're either created as male image bearers or female image bearers. That's our basic identity. So like the awful thing that took place in Minnesota yesterday with the shooting, a trans person, right?
Yes.
Our society is very confused on this, but scripture from the opening chapter is very clear that God created men and women to be his image bearers. So that's our fundamental reality.